Welcome to the Chance Beneath Project, Episode 1. What is this, and why are you here? Well, this podcast will debut 12 new tracks every month, commissioned by me, Jeremy Young, from 120 sound artists around the world. These new works are based on only one single parameter, which is to make use of a cassette tape loop unique to every artist that has been cut from my extended piece, Chance Beneath the Bed of the Furnace Brook, as source material. That is an earful. This podcast is themed, which means every episode will explore the newly published works from a specific angle of interest. In total, you'll hear 120 new audio pieces by all of your favorite artists, debuted in delightful little monthly bouquets. And the best part is, it's all free. The tracks included in this podcast will be streamable forever via Bandcamp and on the project's website, and as this project is supported by Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, you can also hear every episode both on air as well as online at wavefarm.org. You can find out more info at chancebeneath.net, or if info, quote-unquote, isn't your thing, and you just want to hear the music without me or anyone else talking at you, you can do that as well at chancebeneath.net. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it. Episode 1, Fragment versus Fluid. This week we're listening to works that explore the concepts of continuous and interrupted flow. Let's start off with three pieces that are undeniably pretty fluid from start to finish. Here is Julia Kent, Hakubune, and This Quiet Army.
Thank you.
Welcome back. So we just heard Going Backwards, Eric Kwatch's This Quiet Army, Takahiro Yorifuji's Hakubune, and Julia Kent. I lumped all those pieces together because I thought they all work beautifully in tandem with the tape loop to create droning, looping, and flowing music. All of those artists' pieces are continuous throughout. Now, here are three inherently discontinuous pieces, starting with a contribution from Thomas Barriere.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we've just heard, going backwards, Miguel Carvalhais, preceded by Chuck Bettis, and that section started off with Thomas Barriere. In some of the works, we can hear the tape loop droning in the background. In others, it's kind of hidden via processing or tempering. In Thomas Barriere's piece, he uses tuning and layering to break up the raw sonics of the loop. And what I really like about his piece is that we get to hear field recordings, a saxophone solo, and even a recording of a singer that sort of fill out this very complex world of sound design. Chuck Bettis' piece uses a sort of modular filtering system that changes almost as rapidly as we start to acknowledge it. And Miguel Carvalhais' track creates an almost sonar-like soundscape. Deep synthesized resonances, slow rhythmic gong hits, and high frequency bursts, all competing for attention across alternating grids. All of these tracks are pretty discontinuous as they work against the looping format of the tape loop. They sort of fragment out that consistency, and in a way it leaves the listener in the position of having to reconstruct that flow. So now I want to play three tracks that sort of complicate the sense of flow with the inclusion of various elements of distraction. And we're going to start with an exciting piece by Neil Campbell from Astral Social Club. Welcome back. We just heard the Argentinian Alan Cortes, and before that we heard Milan-based Alberto Boccardi, and before that was Astral Social Club from England. All of these tracks, to me, make use of a kind of forward motion, but they're all punctuated with sonic events placed throughout that complicate the patterns created in a continuous stream of sound. We hear these double narratives taking place all over. In this final segment, I wanted to present tracks that take the original loop to a new place entirely and sort of build it back into a new system of flow. So we're going to hear artists recreating the flow through other means, or in another context altogether. I want to start with German artist Nils Quack, and then we're going to hear from the Belgian duo of Jean Delacoste and Sandrine Verstraat, and finally the Brooklynite Brian Chase. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 1 of the Chance Beneath Project. See you next month.